Well, hi there, it's Matthew Donald here to tell you about the Matthew Donald Patreon. That's right, I bet you didn't see this coming. Patreon.com/MatthewDonald. There you can find bonus content for both my shows, The Right Way and Paleobites. For the Paleobites bonus episodes, we discuss pop culture featuring prehistoric animals. And this month, we're talking about the classic dinosaur movie, perhaps my favorite movie of all time. It came out in a year ending in 3. It has 4 syllables, 3 syllables in the first word, 1 in the second. First word ends in ick. That's right. It's the one, the only, the best classic dinosaur movie of all time, sorry, I had something in my throat there. Anyways, it's Pacific Rim! That's right, Pacific Rim. Now, I bet you're thinking, wait a minute, Donald, that's not a dinosaur movie, and that's where you're wrong. Remember that scene where Charlie Day said, you know, there was a trial run with the kaiju, it was the dinosaurs. That counts! It's my favorite movie of all time, guys. We just wanted an excuse to talk about it. In fact, we want such an excuse to talk about it, they're probably going to talk about it every year! Check out the link in the description for our first of our annual Pacific Rim episodes for the Patreon. Thank you for your support, and have a wonderful day! Oh, it's great. Life's so great.
Roar. Growl. Snarl. Bellow.
Welcome to Paleobites, the podcast that asks deep questions about dinosaurs. It's a real velociraptor.
It's terrible.
That's great, though. But it's also terrible.
This is a dad joke.
I think that's the name of that meme. Remember that meme? I don't think people use it anymore, of like the velociraptor like with its claw like this. It's like, it's always like a... Yeah.
Yes. Yes. The classic.
I think that's called the velociraptor. So.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That
so, although I've also seen people like try to draw what it would look, because that was their foot claw. And it was pointed that way. So
yes.
What did it look like? Like, with its foot contorted to, like, reach that
right,
part of
to
its...
To reach that far into its face.
And then point backward, like, for the claw to be that way. Like,
that's also how I think, is I get my foot and I, like, scratch my chin with my foot.
Wow, you're quite the contortionist.
Yeah. You have to be, actually, to do theater.
That's true. Well, theater or Cirque du Soleil?
I was training for Cirque du Soleil. The problem is I don't have any coordination.
That would do it.
So I tried to go to just like my local circus, right? Run away, join the circus.
Yes.
I thought it'd be great. I could be like the contortionist.
And now that circuses don't have animals anymore, they're much, much better places now. Not much less problematic.
Exactly.
So,
but you know, it turns out I just had no talent.
Yeah.
They really wanted like the contortionist to like also be funny or also be.
Well, you're a little funny.
Yeah,
a little funny.
A little funny.
Yeah, a little funny. Yeah, a little funny.
Yeah, hopefully.
Know. But no, you're right. You have no coordination, but you do like. You do it just sometimes without thinking. Like, sometimes you're watching TV and suddenly you're like, why are my feet on my head?
Right. It's a common problem for me. Yeah. I mean, there have been times during this podcast, right? All of a sudden I'm like, my spine is like bent over backwards.
Yes.
So like,
you're bent all the way around that your chin is on your own butt.
Right. So, by the way, my name is Laura Owsley.
Yeah, and my name's Matthew Donald. And each week I in a rotating series of guest co-hosts like Laura Owsley here talk about and rate a genus of prehistoric animal, be it dinosaur, mammal, arthropod, and so on. This week I'm joined by the famed contortionist who's not funny or coordinated herself, Laura Owsley.
Hello.
Oh, wow. Look at you scratch your back with your toe.
I mean, when you've got an itch, you got an itch,
yeah.
Right? All right. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah.
I'm pumped.
What are we talking about today? I have no idea what we're talking about today. Oh, right. Yeah. We're not talking about it yet, anyways. We're talking about dinosaur-related question first, or prehistoric animal-related question. Okay.
Right.
Okay, we're just talking about circuses.
Mm-hmm.
I guess, you know... With all the crazy questions I've asked on this show, asking what dinosaur would you like in a circus, that's kind of boring. Like,
right. That's too easy.
Yeah, it's like...
So then let me turn around the question to you.
Yes.
Which dinosaur would be the ringmaster?
Okay. Probably Iguanodon, because it's one... Or something in that family, because they're the ones that had thumbs.
That would make sense.
Now, I don't know if they're opposable, but they...
But, I mean, just to have them is an evolutionary perk, right?
Yeah, most of them, like, don't, like, they can't hold things like that. In fact, I have this great joke in my Megazoic books, buy on Amazon.com, where, one dinosaur who's a Tyrannosaur relative, a Gorgosaurus, she gets really annoyed, and I say she walks away holding one claw up, but since she only has two claws per hand, the desired effect did not quite come across. So...
Anyway, so obviously I'd get that dinosaur to be the ringmaster.
Perfect.
Yeah. And what would go into the ring would be like a big, big, fat, long neck, like an apatosaurus.
This is what I was thinking.
Yeah, like its head would get into the ring, then its neck would go through the ring, and it'd keep going, and then the ring would be on fire, of course, but then the body would get there, and then it'd get stuck and burned to death.
I was so waiting for this dinosaur to also be a contortionist and be able to pull apart its bones and throw itself.
It's not an octopus. Come on, we gotta be realistic here.
You're right. We only have dinosaurs as ringmasters in the circus. We can't be unrealistic here, folks.
Exactly. Well, and also, again, circuses don't have animals anymore. Can't have them. Logically, no dinosaur would be in the ringmaster. I guess if they're running the show, like the third Madagascar movie, you know?
Ooh, yes.
Yeah, where they put on that elaborate show where it's just the animals.
And I think that, if animals were running the circus, right? Like, if dinosaurs were leading a dinosaur circus, they consented. Hopefully everybody's being, paid for their time.
Yeah, exactly.
I think this could be a great, Twitter-friendly...
If an orca got onto Twitter and used its flippers like a seal to pipe, me and my orca brethren totally consent to being in shows in SeaWorld again. We have acknowledged that SeaWorld has acknowledged their mistakes.
Sure.
And we've all seen blackfish.
We've all seen blackfish. And they've decided to start paying us.
Yes. And
stop using our reproductive systems for money.
Yes. And oh God, they did that. Oh God. SeaWorld's terrible.
Yeah, it's not the brightest story, but...
Anyways, the orca's like, all right, well, we've had some major discussions, some negotiations, and now we've agreed to do shows again. So whenever you see shows at SeaWorld, just know we orcas, we're okay with this now.
Right.
We're getting well paid.
We got a union.
Yes, and we're properly taken care of. We don't live in that kind of world, unfortunately.
No.
Orcas...
Do you know how hard unions are to start?
Orcas can't use Twitter.
That's true.
If it was okay with it, we'd never know.
I think dinosaurs and Twitter would be a very fun combination.
Do you follow the Twitter page Jurassic Park updates?
No, I
do. It is the funniest thing.
I do follow Thoughts from Disneyland, and those are fun.
Yeah, I bet it's kind of inspired by that. So.
Okay.
Yeah, it's tweets like, well, you know, it's late. Better let all the dinosaurs out for the night.
Just got a new intern today.
Yeah.
He will be missed.
Yeah, exactly. It's just so you know, the human bones around all the pathway, those are just for decoration. Don't panic.
Don't panic. They're not real.
And they get sometimes current events stuff. Like last year, they're like, BRB gonna clone an RBG.
Oh, my heart, just a little.
Yeah. Anyway, so we're talking about nothing to do with any of this. Although I guess back in the olden days of circuses, this would be a good animal for it. Back when, you know, animals were there, sadly, and did not consent. Because we're talking about Sivatherium, or Shiva's beast, as in one of the principal deities of Hinduism.
Huh.
You know, also known as the supreme being.
Are they native to that part of the world?
Yes.
Oh.
No, they're just they thought it was cool.
Oh, fair enough. I mean...
No, they weren't.
I would not put it past some of these communities to be like, I don't know, I just thought it was neat.
I mean, there was a dinosaur called Ninja Titan that was just described earlier this year that was not found in Japan. So, yeah. So, Titan is a giraffid, a group of hoofed mammals related to, guess?
Giraffes?
Yeah.
Oh.
You nailed it. I know it's very difficult, but...
So. I like how in that moment I was like,
no, they're you made them up.
That would explain a lot.
Yeah, they're made up. They're figments of your imagination.
But they shouldn't exist, right? Because everybody talks about the whole giraffes should not be able to drink water from the ground,
right? Or bees can't fly; they're too heavy.
Yes.
Yeah. But they do, and giraffes do drink from water. So I don't know. Size 9.8 feet to 3 meters tall. 1,100 to 2,760 pounds, or 500 to 1,250 kilograms. It was an herbivore. Time, late Miocene to early Pleistocene, 7 million to 800,000 years ago.
Oh.
So we're getting to the less than a million here at this point.
So yeah, this is, I was going to say, a little bit more modern. And also, yeah. This creature looks like a somewhat, like, fantastical version of something you would see at, like,
yes.
a zoo.
And also, it's possible that this lived as recently as 8,000 years ago, as we found cave paintings in the Sahara and in India dating back to this time that depict a piece very similar looking to this.
So, yeah.
But most scientists think that's a different animal in the same family rather than a Civotherium, or it could be time travel, or aliens.
Or aliens.
Aliens!
I mean, really, I think that's the real solution here, is that all of these are just aliens.
Yeah.
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 I mean, that would be fun, like, to think of these guys, like, coming to, like, Earth or something as, like, okay, like, we're gonna show these humans.
Yes.
Like, absolutely a creature I would ride into battle.
Yes, actually, and I might bring this up here later on. All right, so location all throughout Africa, the Middle East, India, and the Himalayas.
Yeah, yes. That makes sense.
Described in 1836, pop culture appearances. The only one I can find is the expansion pack for Zoo Tycoon 2.
Really?
Extinct Animals had this as one of the options for your zoo.
I could see that.
So, you know, there was the original Zoo Tycoon that had Dinosaur Digs. And do you ever play Zoo Tycoon?
Yeah.
Okay, so the first one was 2D, and it was by far the best one. It had the original one that was just normal animals, then it had Dinosaur Digs, which was like building a Jurassic Park, and then it had Marine Mania. So, and then, like, the second one, which was 3D, and it was, like, early 3D, so it looks terrible now.
Oh.
Yeah, like, it had a bunch of other expansions that were kind of just more of the same animals, but then it had extinct animals. But rather than just it being dinosaurs and some, like, the dinosaur expansion for the previous game had mostly dinosaurs and a few Ice Age creatures.
Okay.
This one went all over the place. It only had 20 creatures, maybe 3 or 4 of them were dinosaurs. The rest were, like, a bunch of random things that, like... Like the Tasmanian tiger, you know, which went extinct in the 1930s.
Oh.
Like, it had the dodo, it had mammoth.
Oh, so this is all across the board.
It had Dimetrodon, which was before the dinosaurs. Like,
oh.
Yeah, so, like, and then, yeah, and it had the Wara, which is just basically like a dog. Like, who cares?
I mean... I'm actually here for that one because I love
it's
dogs.
Just a
and
dog.
It's,
Look,
but it sounds like my name, and I'm a narcissist.
Wara? Yeah, it's true. Like a Wara Wildway.
Yeah,
it's how Elmer Fudd says her name.
That's actually how it's properly pronounced.
Wara. Well, actually, no, they didn't say Laura. They'd say or Wara. They'd say Wara.
Wawa.
Wow. So, be very quiet. I'm hunting Wawa.
Oh God.
Yeah.
So. Matt and I were speaking earlier a little bit about how I was an accident-prone child.
Yes.
I fell in a well.
Yes.
I was
and Lassie got you to safety.
Yes. Lassie in the form of my redheaded older brother, who like ran to my parents, but he was still
like
kind
little
of
Laura
age.
Fell down a well.
Well, see, here's the thing: is that he was too young to like really say my name correctly. Like he still struggled with it. And so he was just screaming. Lala, Lala, until my parents were like, what is he doing? And then they, like, followed him, and I was in a well.
So. Okay, so you say you were in a well. Okay, you've said this story about you were in a well several times here. Quick question, did you grow up on a farm?
I did not, so...
Okay, because it's not like you see a well in, like, Denver. Like,
right.
But anyway, Civotherium, so... That's the. I realized listening to like over 100 episodes of this show, my catchphrase of the show is, or running joke is, anyways, creature we're talking about, because tangents happen all the time. I've said that like for pretty much every episode.
That's interesting. It's a good tangent.
Yeah. Anyways, the giraffe family doesn't just include giraffes, you know? So Civotherium looks kind of like an okapi, but it's way bigger and more heavily built. Like.
Yeah, it does kind of look like a more like. You know, like a mountain elk. Is to, like, your neighborhood deer.
Yes.
Right? Like, that's kind of what I picture. Like, the okapis that we know today kind of look like our neighborhood deer versus this creature looks like, I mean, what you would see in the wild.
Well, it's like it's also just, like, an okapi on steroids. It's kind of what...
Yeah, it kind of is.
Yeah, so, like, yeah, because, like, the okapi, yeah, it's in the giraffe family. And, like, I know Laura here wanted a prehistoric giraffe, but I couldn't find one. So,
look, I mean, this is a very close second,
yeah,
right?
It's like, we got a big okapi, so is that close? There's probably a prehistoric giraffe out there I don't know about. You know how everything was bigger back in prehistoric times? So maybe there's a prehistoric giraffe that's, like, the size of a building.
Right, right.
With spikes laying down its back and the ability to breathe fire.
I mean, I think that is what really should have been in the Jurassic Park movies.
Yeah, just a giraffe the size of the Empire State Building.
I'm telling you.
Ooh, actually, fun fact, there is a prehistoric animal called Giraffatitan.
Oh.
And it's 40 feet tall.
That's Terrifying.
Except it was not a giraffe. It was a dinosaur. One that's basically the African version of Brachiosaurus. Does that count? Remember Brachiosaurus? Okay,
no.
Jurassic Park, the movie you haven't seen or seen parts of. It's the first dinosaur they see. It's a long neck with its head. Its neck held much more vertically than like the long necks in Littlefoot, you know?
Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, so anyways, giraffe titan's a relative of that.
Okay, that makes sense.
So, does that count? Maybe we can cover that creature someday.
There we go.
Anyways, all right, what we're talking about? Oh, yeah, Civotherium. As well as being dramatically bigger, Civotherium is distinctive from Okapis and has thick, stubby antlers on its forehead that kind of look the shorter versions of moose antlers.
Yeah, see, that's what I was thinking. I was trying to actually remember the Okapis at the zoo and whether or not they have antlers.
But they have little knobs.
They have little knobs.
Kind of like a giraffe has little knobs, you know?
So, this does not feel like... so absurd to look at, right? Like, some prehistoric creatures you look at and you're like, how did that thing ever walk this earth? This looks like something that, like, is conceivable.
Yeah.
Like, well, you said, it's an Okapi on steroids.
Yes, exactly. It's like us, you know, me to Arnold Schwarzenegger or something.
Right.
Normal copies are American. Like, this is Austrian. So, that makes sense, right? I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know where I'm going with it. Nah.
I was waiting for that one to come around. I was like,
It's because of, you know.
You know, here we are. It's the...
it's Friday night.
It's Friday night.
Late. It's past my bedtime, as we just established earlier. Okay, also, earlier, more outdated depictions of this animal looked very moose-like. Like, it'd give it big moose antlers. However, the creature itself is, like, kind of whatever, really. Like you said, it looks like something... Right. It's more feasible-looking than other creatures. Just a big, bulky Okapi with slightly short moose-like horns.
Yeah.
Like, it's one of those things that, like, in a movie or so, like, it wouldn't be that impressive. But, like, seeing it in real life, though, it'd be really cool.
Yeah, I think that's what it takes,
it's
right?
It's kind of like how, like... You know, you see horses in movies all the time, so horses are like whatever. But you see a horse in real life, you forget how huge they are.
Oh, 100%. And then, like, to see, like, even, like, wolves, right?
Yeah.
The, like, what I think of when I think of a wolf is not what, like, our, like, ancestors thought of when they thought of a wolf, if that makes any sense. Like,
this one isn't wearing my grandmother's clothes at all.
Yeah. Little Red Riding Hood, come on.
Yeah, they're prehistoric ancestors, like Little Red Riding Hood.
That was my prehistoric ancestor.
The classic caveman story.
Right. Well, of course, you know, I was actually not derived from humans. I was derived from the dumbassery of humans.
Well,
so think of, like, the dumbest people in storytells. Yep.
Storytells, yes. Point made.
Point made.
Okay.
My IQ is just, like, 7 points below the average.
Seven? Oh, that's not that bad.
It's not that bad. 70?
70, yeah.
I'm just really bad at math, guys. So, yeah. Like, 7, 70,
My IQ is 2 billion. I know things that man was not meant to know.
Like the best pie recipe ever made.
Yeah. I don't want to tell you. Then you'd know. And then your brain couldn't handle it and would leak out of your ears.
Yep.
Yeah. Anyways, so... Okay, so, like, this is the thing. Like, this thing would have been quite cool to see in real life. And you could kind of imagine, like, a fantasy story where, like, elves write it or something. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, like...
Yeah.
So, and that's the kind of thing. Like, did humans encounter Civotherium? Probably not. Mm. At least not modern humans.
Okay.
Like, currently, like I said, we believe Civotherium died out 800,000 years ago. And modern Homo sapiens first evolved around 200,000 years ago.
But you did mention cave drawings.
Yes. Well, that's, like, that could have been something... That could have been, like, another creature, like another Okapi. That could have been an Okapi actually on steroids.
Oh, I see.
Like, Okapi is just like, what's this?
So not, like, Okapi's ancestor, but, like, Okapi's, like, great-granddad.
Yeah.
So, like, 4 generations
Still an Okapi, but just with intensive drug use. So.
Right. As all of our great-grandfathers were on, because, of course, most drugs then were just... normal.
Just a ground up paste, you know? Like, just a mushroom. You know?
Yeah. Just a little heroin to help your baby sleep.
Yeah, just a little heroin mushroom. Or a steroid mushroom. I know how drugs work.
Yeah. Drugs.
Anyway, so, Homo sapiens first around 200,000 years ago. So what, there were humans around then, just not modern humans. This time period was the era of, and please hold back your Snickers, Homo erectus. Like, I said hold him back! Nah.
Oh, sorry. I'm very mature and did not giggle at that at all.
Yeah, this was... those are the first... like, They would have encountered it for real because they were in that area, you know. And,
sure.
Oh, sad. Homo erectus was incredibly noteworthy, being like the first human with evidence of using tools, fire, culture, art, maybe even primitive seafaring. But no one cares because they're too busy snickering about the name Homo erectus.
I'm.
Get it? It's funny because it's like a gay boner.
Is that what it's like, man?
Homo erectus?
I love the need to go back and explain the joke.
Like, isn't that hilarious? It's funny because of
that. I mean, speaking as a queer woman from, like, the sapphic community, I suppose, I mean, we don't really get erect, so, like, that is kind of funny.
It's like the planet Uranus. No one cares about the cool stuff about it because, like, you know, like oh, how its axial tilt is so extreme, it's basically on its side. Like, it's pretty blue-green color. Like, and that's the result of unique chemical composition. It also makes it the coldest planet in the solar system, despite not even being closest to the furthest from the sun. All that's super interesting, but no one cares, because, like, Uranus. It's funny, because it has the word anus in it.
Yeah.
Specifically, your anus. Not my anus, your anus.
Do you remember the old playground joke that was, like...
Uranus is showing...
Oh, no, that one's a good one. I was thinking the, like...
Your epidurus?
Is it Utaho or Idaho? And people would go,
oh, God.
It's Idaho? And they're like, oh, so you're a hoe? Like,
oh, God, what playgrounds were you on? mean ones.
Yeah, we have to be a little cruel. It's public school.
I guess that's true. Well, the only state pun I like now lately is, like, the state of misery is aptly named...
That's pretty good.
Yeah, anyways. So, it's funny because the word has the word anus in it. Like, I swear, right. We can find the first indisputable proof of life on other planets in the clouds of Uranus. And despite that being a landmark discovery that would make us thoroughly reconsider our place in the universe and the meaning of life, people wouldn't give a damn because Uranus.
Because all the jokes would be,
there's
oh,
life
man.
In Uranus.
There's life in Uranus. And life.
What have you been eating, huh?
Is your gas so bad that I created life? Like,
yeah, people would be like, oh, science is like, guys, this is a landmark scientific discovery.
Yeah, but also it's Uranus, so, like, it's funny. Come on, guys.
You know, sometimes we need to really name that planet, because another name for that god in Greek times is Uranos. Instead of U's, it's O's.
Well, see, I've also heard it pronounced Uranus.
Which is another bad thing, because it sounds like urine.
Oh, yeah. So, I don't think I put those two together.
Yeah, so... Uranus. Yeah, Uranos. Uranos sounds cool.
I could see that. But, like, it helped you memorize the planets as a kid, right?
See, that's true. You have to come up with a new acronym then.
Yeah, see? And then also, like, I remember the butt planet, right? Like,
it's not a butt, though.
Kind of
I mean, it is
butt.
A gas giant.
It's a gas giant.
Actually,
like,
no, it's an ice giant, technically, but...
But still, we all know it as the gassy planet named after a butt.
Anyway, Civa Theory.
Our giant Okapi friend.
So anyway, Civa Theory, let's rate Civa Theory 1 out of 65 million, or however many Uranuses you're going to give it. You're going to give it 5 peach emojis, right?
That is fantastic, actually.
Yeah.
No, I think of this as like... a really dopey stuffed animal.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, like,
yeah.
I think of it as, like, 6 zoo gift shops.
6 zoo gift shops.
Yeah.
You know, my book Megazoic was sold briefly at a zoo gift shop.
I do know that, because when we went to the zoo gift shop, Matt told me that.
Yes. It's a great gift shop. It's a great zoo. It's a great book. It's not there anymore, but...
But you can buy it on Amazon.
And at Dinosaur Ridge, so.
Oh, you know that.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, in fact, I just recently made about a couple $100 for giving them a couple more. They want more, so.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Look at you.
I'm making so much money off of my art. more than, like, some artists did, like the guy who cut off his ear.
Hey, I mean, that ear went for some good money after he died.
That's true. Aren't they making an Indiana Jones movie about that? Indiana Jones and the Quest for Van Gogh's Ear.
I'd watch it.
Yeah, I mean, it's got to be better than the Temple of Doom.
Anyways, how would you rate this guy?
Man, I don't know. 20 million? It's just a big old copy. I mean, like, if I saw this at the zoo, I'd be like, wow, that's a damn big old copy, and then move on with my life.
Yeah, that's fair.
Like, it's not like just, it doesn't have the wow factor to me, but it is kind of cool, I guess. Yeah, so 20 million. Also, like
under a wacky rating.
Yeah, wacky rating. I'm going to give it one camel and one leopard.
Oh, okay.
Because you know the camel leopard is like the old name for... Okay, this is a fun fact. I actually learned this from Zoo Tycoon. The giraffes were originally called camel leopards.
Oh, wild.
Because they looked like camels but had the patterns of leopards.
Oh, wild.
Except camels don't have long necks and leopards have spots, so I don't know what they were thinking, but...
I get where they were coming from, but also that feels very like... I know of these two animals, and this vaguely reminds me of that. So there
okay,
we go.
Okay, so never mind. Okay, actually, this isn't a giraffe, so I'm going to give it one okapi and one moose.
Or like one zebra and one moose?
Yeah. Or one quagga. You know the quaggas?
No.
They're extinct. But they're extinct not that long ago. I think the last one died in the 1800s, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alright.
Anyways.
I'm here for this.
That's it for this week. If you want to get a hold of the show, you can contact me at mattd@matthewdonalcreator.com for any general questions to either co-host or just anyone in general. If you have a question to, like, Bob Saget.
Yeah, just send it to us. We can't guarantee we'll get it to him, but, like, we'll...
It's like, when are you going to do the next series of Full House?
Yeah. Also, why is Fuller House so bad?
Why was Full House was also bad? What are you talking about?
I liked Full House.
Oh, no, it was terrible.
I liked it.
It was bad.
This is one of those things that, like, I won't rewatch because of nostalgia.
Yeah.
But...
I was really into Boy Meets World.
I never watched it.
Yeah. But, no, I watched it recently on Disney Plus, and some parts, but most of it's very, very corny.
That stands to reason.
Yeah, anyways. I have another podcast called The Ritwit, where two twits talk about writing. There's no a copy in that. Or, wait. What? That's my book, Megazuck. What? There wasn't a copy. What?
What?
Ah!
Where's your brain?
It's somewhere else.
So, to the best of my knowledge, in The Ritwit, where two twits talk about writing, there is no okapi, and there are fewer prehistoric creatures.
There's
although,
a few prehistoric creatures.
Matt
has a book on Amazon called Megazoic.
There we go. That's
available
where
for print and Kindle. That's where I would go. Normally I'm like, whether or not the prehistoric creature is in this book or not. There is no Civotherium in this, because that is well after the book takes place. So.
But you could have, like, done, like, a time travel portal.
Spoiler alert. There is one in the second book, but it goes backward. Backward.
Oh, wild.
You gotta read these books, man.
Again.
Support my work.
I can't read, Matt.
Support your local artists.
This is becoming very offensive to me as somebody who's never learned how to read.
I need to get that audiobook going. Anyways. How can they reach you?
If you want to reach me, because apparently you've not had enough of my terrible humor, you can look me up online at thespianlaura, thespianlaura. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Instagram. I think those are my main socials.
You're on Facebook, but like that's more for just friends. Like,
it's more for friends, more for family.
Yeah.
Specifically
old family at this point. Like,
yeah.
Most people left on Facebook at this point are just the old folks.
Yeah, my dad is really the, like, big Facebook user, so if you want to, like, see what I'm up to, you could friend my dad on Facebook.
Mr. Owsley.
Mr. Jeff Owsley, and you will see lots and lots of pictures that are from very unflattering angles of me.
Nice.
But you'll know what I am up to at all times when I'm near my parents.
Okay, cool. I like that. Anyways.
Anyway.
Alright, well, that's it for this week. Stay at the end of every episode of Paleo Bites. Uranus. Homo erectus.
A copy.
Okay. What? How's that? Well, anyways, bye.
Bye.